I own you, Theodore Cole, and I'm going to systematically ruin you and your life. He stood up and splayed his hands on the surface of his desk, knowing how imposing his height and stature made him look in that moment. This is how it will go. First, I'm going to foreclose on your house and other properties you own. I will take all your fancy cars, including the classic ones you so dearly love. Your business partners will learn exactly what kind of men you and Gavin really are and what you do on the side to supplement your income. Theodore's eyes were huge with soul-deep despair, and he was sweating profusely now, his fingers tugging at the bow tie around his neck that had to be choking him. Maddox didn't give a shit, but it was the soft whimper of confusion and dismay that he heard from Arabella that nearly derailed everything he had been planning for the past 14 years. How could a woman he had just met get under his skin in such a short amount of time? Forcibly ignoring Arabella's distraught emotions, he finished putting the final nails in Theodore's coffin. By the time I'm done wreaking havoc on your life, nobody will want anything to do with you. I'm going to take everything of value and importance away so you'll no longer have the ability to take away from those less fortunate. You will be the less fortunate. Theodore clutched at his heart, and a strangled sound escaped from his throat. Gavin turned toward the older man with concern, and before Theodore could fall back, Gavin grabbed his arm and eased him down onto the chair. Arabella immediately raced to her dad's side, frantically searching the front pockets of his tuxedo jacket for something. "Father, where are your nitroglycerin pills?" she asked, clearly overwrought, but also impressively in control of the situation, as if this wasn't the first time her father had had this kind of attack in her presence.
"Inside pocket jacket."
He wheezed each word, and Arabella quickly found the medication, retrieved a small pill, and shoved it under her father's tongue.
"Jesus Christ, Wilder," Gavin yelled furiously. "He has a heart condition. You're giving him a fucking heart attack."
Not an ounce of compassion stirred inside of Maddox. Feeling nothing but pure bitterness and disgust for the man, he merely crossed his arms over his chest and said nothing.
"I'll be fine,"
Theodore rasped, the medication that Arabella had given him seemingly calming his symptoms. Arabella shook her head and turned toward Maddox with tears glimmering in her beautiful blue eyes.
"Maddox, please," she implored, so softly and so kindly, even though he had just announced his intentions to desecrate her dad. "Whatever my father has done to earn your wrath, you can't do this to him. He'll never survive. He's sick."
She took a step closer to his desk, brave and resolute despite the flicker of trepidation he saw in her gaze.
"Take me instead,"